SwingerCast is intended for mature audiences. If you're under 18, this show's not only not for you, but you're not even going to be able to get into the places we're talking about. For the rest of you, sit back and enjoy, and remember, this is just from our own personal experiences, and it should not be misconstrued as professional advice.
SwingerCast!
SwingerCast is about our
hot
times that we have and our
hot
love that we have. Some people claim that we say
hot
too much, but we don't care because we love our
hot
times. Episode 104. I'm John.
And I'm Allie.
And you're listening to SwingerCast. Happy Valentine's Day, baby. And Allie got a present that was unexpected this year.
Yes, I won the lottery.
Well, in a way.
In a way. I don't think we should share this.
Why not?
Well, I don't know. I mean,
it's a cool thing.
Yeah.
We might have a collector out there who is listening, who might be interested.
Yeah. Well, okay. I found out on Valentine's Day this 8x10 photo that I found back when I was in college at my grandparents' house in my mother's old room. It was a fan photograph that was autographed by Marilyn Monroe. And I found this back then, and I kept it. And for all these years, we have thought it was autographed by her secretary. I found out on Valentine's that it was, in fact, her autograph. And it's very rare. Autographed in red. Her secretaries used blue and black ink.
But Marilyn signed it in red.
Yes.
I thought it was a fake.
You were a Debbie Downer on my thing, because I had it up in the house, and I was like, oh, yeah, you know, this is my Marilyn Monroe autographed picture. And you were like, ah, her secretaries did it.
Right.
She wouldn't have signed it. I thought it was cool since it had my name on it, since my mother and I share the same name. So it's been hanging in our house for many years. And I took it down on Valentine's Day when I found out it was, in fact, signed by her. It's kind of sad and happy at the same time.
Well, yeah. It's only sad because we want to get it out of the sunlight and preserve it. Because
now it's worth a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like won the lottery, but I'm kind of glad I didn't find that out. I mean, I got to enjoy the picture on the wall for all these years. But now it's hidden away, out of the sunlight.
And I can't be a Debbie Downer, I guess, anymore.
You can't be. You're wrong.
I'm now a collector of a photograph of nostalgia. Yes.
Her secretaries did sign 95% of them. So that was a pretty exciting Valentine's Day for me.
Yeah.
It's like winning a lottery ticket.
For sure. But we'll back up now, I guess, because we had a pretty awesome week before Valentine's Day as well. We did something that's a little out of the ordinary for us.
We had a Sunday afternoon that we were available, so we answered two hot dates.
A booty call.
Calls, or whatever you want to call it, from two couples that were coming into our city on vacation and looking for some fun.
So we knew they were down for some hot times, and we felt like, well, if they put up a booty call, they're probably really interested in playing. They're from out of town. They're probably looking forward to it. It's not going to be like an ordinary date where we sit there and kind of see what happens.
And like back and forth emails for weeks. That's probably why we agreed. I agreed to it because I thought, oh, this would be fun.
And so we found two couples that we were interested in, and we sent them both an email. And, you know, our profile is SwingerCast on all these sites, SLS, Cassidy, Lifestyle Lounge, SDC. We don't have like a hidden secret John and Allie swinger because we don't really use those sites we use them to keep up with information and all that good stuff we've told you before. But, on our profile sites, we do not have any face pictures of ourselves. And that's just because, we're so public with the podcast.
Yeah, it's my thing. It's mostly me. I told you when we first started this podcast that I will not put any face picture connected with our show.
So that's just our
little rule.
Preference, rule, whatever.
And it's never really bothered us because like you said, we don't use the sites for the dating. So, but both of these couples that were in town looking for hot dates, they had said something on their profiles that they had to see face pics. And I understand, you know, people that are doing the dating would probably want to see a face pic.
So their messages came back and they asked to see face pictures. And I explained to both of them, I didn't say anything about the podcast. I just said, you know, we're out running errands right now. And that was the truth. I was on my phone. I don't have any face pictures on this site. If you're still interested, just get back with us. We can meet you for a drink later this afternoon. And one couple, that was good enough for them, responded back and said, hey, how about 3:30? I said, how about 4 o'clock? And we continued on with our stuff we had to do during the day, looking forward to some potential sexy time.
Yeah. So I guess the other couple, what did they email you back and say, we want to see your face pic?
I sent them the same message, but they just never responded. So they really wanted to see a face picture. That was a deal breaker for them, which mm-hmm. is fine.
Which is fine.
I totally understand it. That's cool. If someone meets us in person, we can explain the whole why behind the face pic, but because of the show, because of the podcast, and because of the fact that we don't have like a hidden super secret John and Allie profile on any of these sites, we just don't do it. So it didn't matter to this couple. It wasn't a deal breaker for them. And I said, let's go ahead and meet. I mean, we do have some pictures on our profile of our bodies. And
it shows completely. I would say that one picture shows 3/4 of my face.
Yeah. You have sunglasses on.
Well, yeah.
But anyway, we decided to meet them at a bar.
Well, driving over, I mean, I was all excited at the beginning. You know, oh, we're going to go have a little rendezvous, afternoon rendezvous. I'd read their profile, and they seemed like a really, really great couple. And I was pretty much...
DTF.
I was like, down okay, to they want to meet, let's...
Yeah, you were all excited, and you know, you went and got your hair done, you changed your outfit a few times, you were, like, in a great mood, you're ready to go. In the car, you were fine, and then what happened?
Well, I think when we were looking for a parking space, she said, so what's going to be our signal if we're not interested?
Should you order me a beer?
And then I just, like, shut up. I just was, like, silent. And I started thinking and started getting some anxiety. So started having some anxiety. Like,
that's so odd about you.
Oh, shit. We don't have a signal, really. And I don't want a signal. And, oh, my gosh, we're not going to be interested in them. Oh, my gosh. You know, I mean, right. I didn't even want to think about how awkward and uncomfortable that might be. I kind of, like, had some anxiety there. And then I never did tell you a signal.
No.
Or anything.
I parked the car and we walked inside.
We walked it.
I recognized them right away from their face pictures.
Yeah. Yeah. And they were sitting on a two-top table near the bar. And because we walked over.
And then that was awkward because we couldn't decide where we should sit. Should we sit inside? Should we sit outside? Should we sit at a table, a booth, a bar?
And that just fueled my anxiety. I was like thinking, oh, shit. This is.
We can't even figure out where to sit.
This is not going to be good.
Right.
I was like, oh, shit. And so I further got quiet, and I just walked out to an outside area patio bar. And then you guys kind of followed me, and we just decided to sit out there.
We sat at a bar that didn't even have a bartender. Is where you plopped us.
Yeah, I did.
We were sitting there, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to go over to the other bar, and I'll get, you know, let's
I was get just a drink. Getting tired of people, you know, where are we going to sit? And I was just like, oh, shit, let's just go sit
you
down
just
here.
Just landed somewhere.
Just, yeah. I mean, they were great. Exactly what I expected them to be from their profile. And a couple that was around our age and had been married a long time and been in the lifestyle for about 6 or 8 years, I believe. I could tell right away, you know, I would be down.
But you sure were not acting like it.
I know.
You were not putting off like a
exactly
positive vibe.
Because I was so I was uncomfortable of the setting. And it's a whole thing with me. I can't explain it really. But I'm just uncomfortable meeting people that you're going to have possibly have sex with for the very first time in a vanilla setting. And it's not anything to do with if I'm worried that I'm going to see people in my day-to-day life there. That didn't even cross my mind. It's just the uncomfortableness of the situation. And I can't place my finger exactly why I'm uncomfortable in those situations.
It's so unlike you. You were having a conversation, but it wasn't like a positive vibe that you were having. I was cautiously flirting. I mean, I wasn't like grabbing her thigh or anything like that.
You weren't flirting.
I was being friendly and open and my body language and eye contact and all of that. And you were a little withdrawn.
Yeah, I was.
And it's just not like you, because in any other social setting, I mean, you're extroverted, you're friendly, you're approachable, you're engaging. But in this one, you're just kind of, I couldn't read you either. I'm like, I don't know. Is she okay?
I know. And I knew I was being that way. I sensed that I was giving off a bad vibe. But I knew right away that I would be down
with
playing with them.
Well, I wish you would have communicated that.
No, because, I mean, they were just like they said they were in the profile, and I liked their profile. But then I had this uncomfortable feeling being in the setting, just in the vanilla setting. I know it's a weird thing that I have, but I was making it more awkward than it was, because really, in our conversations, they were saying sexy things, telling us about when they went to Hedo, but then mixed in with that was like small talk. And I was just like, after that first drink, I was thinking, I'm not going to order another drink because I'm ready to go play. And if I order another drink, we'll just be sitting here. It's almost like it was pulling the Band-Aid off really slowly. It was just like, and I know it wasn't long at all. It was probably like 20 minutes, but it seemed like 2 hours to me.
Right. Eventually, we did order another drink because you didn't say anything.
Yeah, but I didn't get one. I got a glass of water. And then after I just ordered the water, I was thinking, you know, maybe John's probably thinking, I don't want to play with these people.
The thought had gone through my mind many times. In fact, so after the second drink, I went to the bathroom. And I'm in the bathroom. I'm like, all right, I'm going to go out there and I'm just going to say I'm going to figure out some kind of way to ask Allie if she wants me to order a beer. That's all I could think of. I'm like, I'm going to say, hey, you know what? I'm thinking about maybe getting another drink. I'm thinking about maybe a beer. What do you think, Allie? Should I get a beer? And if you said yes, I would know that you knew what I was talking about. And if you...
Would you have thought if I said yes, order a beer?
Oh, I would have ordered a beer and I would have sat there and drank that beer and thought of a clever way for us to, you know, politely excuse ourselves.
Can't use that one again, but no. Yeah, well, when you went away from the bathroom, I knew I had been hard to read and probably sending the wrong message to them. And they were sweet. I could sense that they were trying to read me. She kind of said something like, we're trying to like see what the next step is or what's going to happen. And I said, well, I'm down for anything. I mean, don't take my uncomfortableness in this situation as anything negative for you guys. It's just me. I'm down for anything. And they perked up. And then the guy said, well, we should ask John if he's down for it. And the woman said, oh, he is. Before I could even say, oh, he's down with it, she said, oh, he is.
Well, yeah.
And then I said, oh, yeah, he is. And then I was completely relaxed then, and especially when she said, let's mess with John when he comes back. What do you think we should tell him? We should, like, pretend like we're not interested. We're all not interested in playing and make it awkward for him. And I was like, yeah, yeah.
Well, you had bad poker faces when I came back there.
Well, I was trying. I had a look on my face like I widened my eyes and was trying to make eye contact with you like, oh, no, get
me out of
here.
She must have chickened out right away.
And she chickened out right when she saw you and she said something. But anyway, we headed right out of there pretty quickly after we got that all. It was just... I mean, it wasn't painful, and it wasn't anything they were doing that was wrong. It was just, it was all me, and it was all in my head.
Yeah, and it's just not something that we do very often.
But, yeah, I mean, we're used to going to the clubs and meeting people and...
Or at Desire.
If we're not interested, we can move on. We don't have to, like, sit there and tell somebody, oh, we're not interested, or are you interested in us? I mean, we don't have to do that. We can move around and see that. But somehow when you're with another couple that you've never met... In a vanilla setting, mm-hmm. It's just...
I think it would have been easier maybe if they had a dance floor. We could have at least danced or something.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway.
I'd be okay with that, too. But anyway.
It's like it was like a breath of fresh air.
Once we knew it was on, we all were just like all relaxed. And we headed out of there, walked 2 blocks to their hotel. Once it's on, I'm fine, and I have no problem taking my clothes off and getting things started once it's
there.
There
was no more small talk in the room. It was just as soon as we opened the door, you took your clothes off, and then everybody else started taking their clothes off. It was like totally, probably to them, it seemed like night and day how you were downstairs and how you were now up at their room, because, you know, like you said, it was on now, and... You were the first one to get your clothes off, and you helped him get his off and told, you know, mm-hmm. and I'm taking my, you know, and we're all stripped, and pretty soon we're in a big group hug.
Things got pretty hot right away, and she was bi. That was good.
It was all about her playing with your breasts. She was...
Yeah, she
loving your breasts, and
I think you were going down on me.
A few minutes later, but I mean, at first it was just all of us, kind of in a big group train, you know, with you two girls facing each other, and the rest of the clothes came off.
Yeah,
and she was sucking your breasts, and mm-hmm. then I laid you down on the bed and went down on you, and we got started that way.
Yeah. Shortly after, he was going down on me, and I tell you what, he was really good.
Oh, I know he really was. Good. I could tell.
And I knew he was going to be. I could just tell even before. He's a swinger. He's been with a woman who happens to be bisexual, and they've been swinging for a while. I'm pretty sure he's going to be good with the oral sex. It's a pretty good indicator to me that the guy's going to be good with oral sex, and... He didn't let me down.
No, he didn't. I lost count over there of how many orgasms he gave you. But I was between her legs, going down on her, and you two girls were both kind of had your hands together and leaning over and touching each other's breasts. And we were just a big old body pile there for a little while.
For a little while.
Long time. Yeah. I had gone down on you. Now I was going down on her. Her guy was going down on you. And I think... She decided I needed a reward, so she started giving me a blowjob. And at that point, he was going down on you. But what turned me on the most was when you got up and you started putting your breasts, you know, on his dick, and you're kind of teasing him before you gave him a blowjob. She even stopped, and she was like, "If you don't mind, I love to watch my husband get a blowjob." And do you mind if we just take a break for a second? I'm like, no. Matter of fact, we have that in common. So I like to watch a live porn show with my wife as the star. Sure. So that was really hot, watching you guys. She's still stroking me, and I'm fingering her and stuff, but we just kind of slowed it down a little bit to watch you guys for a while.
I was kissing him and taking my time with his blowjob, making it. He did like my tits, and he liked my tits around his dick.
Any man would.
While you guys were watching, were you going down on her, too, or what? I thought you guys were playing.
Oh, no, yeah, watching. We just watched you for a little while, and then I went back down between her legs and started going down on her again, and now you're giving him the blowjob, and then I see her hand on the bed, and she's, like, clutching the sheets. You know, she's like pulling at him, and she's getting really wet and super turned on. And she comes up for like a breath, and she's asking you, I think, if you're comfortable with everything.
If I'm comfortable with everything, I think he had just gotten up, and maybe he was going for some condoms or something at that point.
Uh-huh.
But he didn't fuck me first, because she got a condom right away for you. I think she was ready for you to fuck her. And, she wanted to know if I was comfortable. You know, am I comfortable with her about to fuck you? And then I just didn't really answer it. I just took your dick and stuck it inside of her.
Mm-hmm.
So that was pretty much answered that, and it turned her on. And
I almost took it out so you could do it again.
Right? I love doing that. I love doing that. And it turned me on, too. I wanted to be a part of you guys fucking. I was pretty much on top of you guys, and he went in from behind with me.
Yeah.
What?
That's the kind of foursome I like, because I'm fucking her. I've got you right there, and I was playing with both girls' boobs, and you're getting fucked doggy style from behind, and I mean, that's fucking hot.
Yeah, and I could touch your balls. I could touch her tits, or lick her tits, and rub her arm, rub her thighs. Yeah, I love that.
We fucked like that for a good time, and then...
Yeah, we fucked for a while, and I knew she had said earlier that she didn't want you to come inside the condom. She wanted it on her belly, so... No, I could tell when you were about to come.
Well, she did too. She told me.
Yeah, yeah. So I was right there to help you remove that condom when you pulled your dick out when you were about to come, and you came all over her stomach. And I don't know, this will probably gross people out, but I licked it off of her stomach and off of her tits, and she just...
And that caused a chain reaction.
And then he came. Yeah, it was hot.
Wow.
That was the first time that they had ever done like a hot date or a booty call. And they were all...
Oh, that's right.
They were excited. They said, yeah. I guess they had tried to do one the night before. They didn't have good luck. They were probably surprised from the way I acted.
Oh, I'm sure they were.
I'm sure they were. In the initial meet.
You were like a different person once we got to the room.
Because I must have given off I knew I was giving off that I'm uncomfortable vibe, and they could not read me, and I knew they couldn't.
I'm married to you for all these years, and we play and do all these things. I couldn't read you. I honestly did not know if you were okay, or if you were wishing that we had not come and done this, or...
Yeah.
And I'm trying to be cautionary, because I didn't want to, like, overdo it with flirting with her, because then... You know, I might hear about it later from you, like, hey, I wanted to get out of there, but John, you were a horn dog, and you were all over her too much. So I was kind of walking that fine line of, I'm open, I think my wife is too, you know. but I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah. I'd like to say I'd be better if we did it again, but...
I think if we do it again, we're just going to tell people, hey... Skip the drinks in the vanilla bar. We'll just come straight to your room. And if you need to see face pictures of us beforehand, sorry, we can't do that. But just look through the peephole in the hotel room door.
You don't have to open it up if you don't like it.
If you like what you see, go ahead and open the door. If you don't, just remain quiet, and we'll eventually just walk away.
Or we could bring bags to put over our heads if you don't like what you don't
masks.
Like what our faces look like.
We could wear masks. We could be like a... Will Smith and Jada mask.
Oh, this is all about communication, too.
Well, it was good that you finally, you know...
I knew I had to. And I just knew I had to. Because I knew that you all three weren't reading me.
Yeah, usually you're the party starter, not the party pooper.
I guess it's good that I communicated in the end that... Sorry, guys. I know I'm probably giving off some weird vibes, but it's nothing about you guys. I'm down for whatever, you know, anything you guys are up for.
Yeah, because if you hadn't done it, I mean, we'd still be sitting there.
And I knew you had the hots for her right away because...
It was very pretty, yes.
Very pretty.
Very pretty.
Very, very pretty redhead.
Mm-hmm. It's got the fire down below.
Good times.
Good times.
Good times.
NPR. NPR voices.
Good times.
It was swell. It was swell.
Yeah. You were swell.
I was swollen.
Swollen. Swelled. So anyway. It was a swell time, and I'm glad I pushed through that initial uncomfortable feelings, all the uncomfortable feelings I was having at first.
Well, yeah, I can think of at least three other people that are very glad you powered through that. And it's not like you, because, I mean, like, even just this week, we had a gentleman friend who is one half of a couple that we know very well, who's been on trips. And so he was here on business, and we went out and we met him for drinks, and you were very comfortable and you were fine. But we had a great time.
Yeah, I wasn't the least bit uncomfortable. So it's just with me, it's just people that I don't know yet, or
people that you are going to have sex with, but it's awkward in moving it from a vanilla to a sexy.
Right.
Unless you're at a club or a resort.
Well, that's not vanilla, so I have no problems there. And at first, when we were first recording this and when this first happened, I was thinking that it was the vanilla bar that I was uncomfortable with. Only that, but it's not now that our swinger friend came this week. I mean, it's not that, because it's solely just not being comfortable in those situations where I don't know the person first and I'm in a vanilla bar. If I don't know him and I'm in a swinger bar, or if I don't know him and I'm in a meet and greet and there's a lot of other sexy people talking sexy around, I don't have any problem.
Mm-hmm.
Or if it's a swinger friend of ours that we've played with before and know very well, I have no problem.
And soon, in about 3 months, we will be at Desire, and you will have a week long of opportunity to be in your element, baby.
Oh, I can't wait. I cannot wait.
May 31st through June 6th. Some of you may have heard a little bit about that we're going to Desire. In fact, today I went on the forum and tidied some things up and got some things ready for the private area for our group where people can start discussing the trip. And, you know, it occurred to me, we turned off registration for the forum a few months back because it was overcome by spam. So we've cleaned that up. There is a wealth of information there that you guys, lots of people, have shared. And so I'm inviting you back to the forum. Have a look. If you would like to register for the forum, just send me an email and I'll automatically register you and create you a temporary password. There's so much good information there, baby. I want people to come.
Yeah, there's a lot. A lot of great archived information.
And questions.
And questions, yeah.
And a couple of naughty pics. So. And then, of course, we have Nadia Nolens coming up in August. And we have some people that have signed up for that as well.
Oh, yes.
And we'll be adding a private area for that soon, too. That's a very affordable and fun trip that you should consider joining us on.
Yes, definitely.
Details are all at swingercast.com. And before we go, thanks to you guys, too, on Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter. I'm Swingercast, and Allie is Allie69. But thanks for you guys who are following us on there and gave me some suggestions for a new app for my phone, so that I can better organize all the podcasts I'm listening to.
And thanks again to that couple from Wisconsin that took a chance on us for Hot Date. Thank you all, And I'm excited that we're going to start chatting in our private area for our desire trip. That gets me all the more excited, and I've got some great ideas for some fun things to do this time.
You do.
I know.
You got a naughty mind.
And so I can't wait for that, and I can't wait for you to set up the naughty New Orleans one as well.
We'll do that soon. If any of you guys have any questions about either one of these trips, contact us at John or Allie at SwearCast.com. Desire's booking quick, so there's not a lot of rooms left. So if you're on the fence, put a deposit down.
And I also want to thank all the people that wrote and phoned in questions, and we'll be addressing them on future episodes.
Yes, we will. Until next time, everybody, keep it sexy. Thank you so much for listening.
Yes, thank you.
Keep it hot. See you next time. Au revoir.
Que lo vaya bien.